Well, a new report reveals that Canada ranks close to the bottom of the barrel when it comes to early childhood education enrollment. The report, entitled Early Years Study for Thriving Kids, Thriving Society, was commissioned by the Margaret and Wallace McCain Family Foundation. I reached the Honorable Margaret McCain in Toronto. Margaret McCain, what were the key findings of this report, this study?
This study was the fourth edition of early year studies, and the first one was issued 21 years ago. So the findings are an update on the science of early child development and an update on what's happening in Canada towards early childhood education, and a recommendation to send to the federal government that we want them to become bigger players, that so far the provinces have been doing the heavy lifting. And because this is a national issue which will impact national economy and social life of Canadians, we feel that the federal government needs to play a much bigger role. Today, in terms of our place internationally on early childhood education, we sit in the bottom third of the Western countries. And this isn't good enough. This is what we believe is the best way to deliver the healthiest early child development for children in the first 2,000 days of life. Now, the first 2,000 days of life are the foundations of human development, probably the most critical period in the development of a human being, because it will set the foundations for learning, for behavior, and for their health throughout their lifetime.
While you're looking at this from a national perspective, how does Newfoundland and Labrador stack up when you look at the national averages?
I will say this about Newfoundland, that they've heard the message, and I will put it this way, there is a will in Newfoundland to move forward as best they can within the constraints that I know you have in terms of finances. However, Newfoundlanders do realize they want early education for their children, and they're prepared to do what they have to do to get it for them. But there are constraints in Newfoundland, and we respect that. But they are looking at putting four-year-olds into the school system, what we would call in Ontario junior kindergarten. They're looking at that. I know they're looking at how can they deliver that to the outports, smaller communities. There are ways we can do that. Anyway, let's put it this way. Newfoundland is moving forward, and we're very happy. We've had very good conversations with Newfoundland. We feel we've got a very good, strong partnership with the government in Newfoundland, and we're happy about that.
Why is this such an important cause for you?
For me personally?
Yes.
You know what? I don't know. I've never been really able to give anybody a good answer. I'm 85 years old, and all I can say is that all my life, going back to when I was a little girl, babies and children have been a passion for me. So it's an extension of that. And I really would like to see something in place where we can deliver the best possible mechanism for the healthy development of all Canadian children. And whatever we do, I emphasize the all, it has to be universal. It cannot be targeted. It cannot be just delivered to those that we define at risk. We need a system that will be deliverable to all Canadian children. And what we see as the best way to deliver it is through the public education system, by integrating care into the education system, because we already have a well-established, well-structured, well-respected system. And what we're going to ask the federal government is to help us bring education, public education, downward, eventually to capture two-year-olds. Right now, we're only getting five-year-olds. We're urging governments to consider putting four-year-olds in the school system and continue on downward until we capture the two-year-olds.